Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, where every week our crew of intrepid dipshits blather on about all manner of gaming topics, as if they actually have something useful to say. Really, it is just the worst when it comes to podcasts, but here's an idea. Turn it into a drinking game. Every time they say something stupid, take a drink. But seriously, don't do that. Your liver will thank you.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And it's October. So...
It is.
You know what that means.
You usually try your hardest to make everything horror-based?
Well, about Halloween, because I'm kind of a fanatic for Halloween.
No, really?
Really, I know, right?
How many thousands of dollars have you spent on your yard decorations?
I know, right? Oh, it's sad. And I don't even use most of them anymore. Ten is doing
How
the decorating.
How many children have you scared to the point of peeing themselves?
Only one girl peed herself. Well, no. One child peed herself. Another teenager, a couple teenage girls have peed themselves, but that's a different issue. I felt really bad about the little four or five-year-old girl that peed herself. I mean, I wasn't trying to. It wasn't my fault that it was sound-based, and she knocked on the door and was all cute in her little princess outfit, and the zombie behind her went, and she went, and left a little puddle on my porch. It was sad.
Mean.
Well, we don't do that anymore. We're nice.
Uh-huh.
Ten doesn't let me decorate anymore. I keep asking her, can I put more in the yard? Can I do this? No, I got it. You just stay inside. I'll let you look at it when I'm done. So, yeah. No animatronics. No screaming trees or zombies.
Yeah, the screaming trees is what got those two teenagers.
Yeah. Rance, they didn't touch the ground until they hit the front gate. To escape. That was awesome. But that's neither here nor there. Yes, I love Halloween. October's all about Halloween for me. So, gotta have something horror-themed in every show. And in all the podcasts.
Yep.
And on the website. And the live streams. But that doesn't matter. Today we're talking about something that actually has news. It's reasonable. It's topical.
Okay, and what is that?
Well, you've heard of House of the Dead, right?
Yeah, it was like a shitty video game.
Yeah, yeah, I remember playing
Didn't
it in the
they
arcade.
Make a sequel?
They did.
That House was of the just Dead as too. Bad.
Yeah, there was even a really bad video game movie made about it.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
must have tanked.
Well, yeah, it was the dude who made Alone in the Dark.
Oh,
that guy. Ooh. Yeah, Uwe Boll.
Ugh.
He made it.
Hey, Uwe, leave video games alone.
Oh, it was before
Your
he retired.
Suck.
Yeah. Anyway, well, this game deserved it because it's an on-rails shooter. I played it in the arcade, and for that time frame, it was fun because you would take your pistol and you just had wave after wave after wave of zombies that came, and you have to cap them. And it was really difficult because if you move the pistol even slightly, you'd go from, I'm going to cap it in the head, to I'm completely missing. And you had limited ammunition. So, you know, to, you know, do off your shots before reloading, and then you shoot. And so there was some challenge there, but it wasn't really great on the home version.
So it didn't convert to a different platform very well.
Not really. It should have stayed just a arcade game and be left at that. But, you know, recently, I think it was earlier this year, the folks who made Resident Evil 2 made a remake of it.
Mm-hmm.
The HD remaster, and it was beautiful and pretty much spot on with the gameplay and the creepiness, and that's awesome. And I'm glad they did that. It was very popular, well received by the public. So of course that means, well, the guys making House of the Dead felt they could do the same thing with their games.
Good luck with that. I doubt it's going to work.
They just want to remake them. Oh, but HD graphics, dude.
Okay.
Same bad gameplay with HD graphics.
But that type of game, graphics don't matter a whole lot.
Not really. I mean, sure, you might get a little better gore and things like that. But in the end, you're still an on-rails shooter just doing wave after wave after wave of zombies at you that come faster and faster and faster. It's like a really dumb and gory Tetris without the skill.
Now, some people would say there's skill involved.
Aim and press a trigger?
Well, you have to aim. That's skill.
Oh, sure, sure. But it's not that much skill.
I didn't say it was much skill.
I would say Tetris is a more challenging game. But
Tetris has you thinking tactically.
Yes. A couple steps ahead. You're not able to do that when it's just zombie, 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 zombie. Oh, I literally heard this news and was like, wow, I love more horror games. And I think that there needs to be more and more horror games made. This is just
not
flooding,
that one.
Yeah, it's flooding the market with bad games. And that's how genres die off for a while. For every Resident Evil 2, you get a couple House of the Deads. Maybe they're going to remake, name escapes me again.
Silent Hill? That'd be a good one.
Silent Hill was good. I'm talking about bad ones. It's like, everybody seems to think, oh, they can just jump on board that remaster train and remake them, and money will just pour into their coffers.
Well, the reason being is because the movie industry has been rebooting everything. Don't fucking touch Princess Bride.
No, do not touch Princess Bride.
So the video game industry, since they're just as, they have zero good ideas, original ideas, they're doing the same thing. They're just rebooting everything and hoping to make some money. Because, I mean, The Lion King, from what I heard, sucked balls, but it still made some money.
Well, sure, because it's a Disney film.
Aladdin, my wife thought it was a pretty decent movie, and it made good money.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's just frustrating. If they would put more money in towards, independent developers, you might get fresh ideas, sure. Genres that, need to be checked, need movies, I like the fact that they're getting into the murder mystery genre again.
Yeah.
With like Knives Out, and they're bringing back an Agatha Christie movie, and then there were none.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to do the same thing for video games. Stop rebooting and just, try and develop something original.
Right. Now, see, I would argue that some games deserve a modern remaster.
Yes.
Some. A Final Fantasy VII.
Well,
an absolute fucking classic. Yeah.
Those aren't getting actual reboots. They're just they're updating graphics and, cleaning up some of the gameplay, cleaning up some of the bugs.
Well, the whole combat system's basically being revamped for Final Fantasy VII.
Huh.
Yeah, instead of the turn-based you pick and you target and whatnot. It's more action combat, running around and using abilities on the fly. So there's a possibility they may end up with a turn-based, you may be able to pick, to play turn-based or the action version. But right now, I saw some gameplay of it, some demo gameplay, and it's 100% action-based. You know, run around and there's no, hey, I have to go answer the phone. It's my turn, so I'll just wait and it'll sit there and wait for me. No, it's going to be beating on you until the fight's over. So that was a little disappointing. But still, it's modernizing the game.
Right.
And I may not be happy with the whole making it into an action, game, if that's where they end up with it. But at least Square Enix has earned the right to take their classic game and do something new with it. Yeah. I'm good with that. They, with all their Final Fantasy games and all their other stuff, they could take that one and go, okay, let's do something new with it. Cool. I'll trust you on that one.
Sure.
The folks making House of the Dead? Nah, I'm not going to trust you on that one. You didn't do a great job the first time. Why would I think you're going to make it better now?
Oh, good God.
Oh, it might be pretty. Might be real pretty. I'm not buying a game because it's pretty. Oh, it's got, 4K graphics. And tell me something about the gameplay. So when it comes right down to it, that's all that matters to me is the gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love playing retro games.
Yeah.
And I'll sit there on this tiny ass little screen. It's like a 2.6 inch screen that I have on this LDK game landscape handheld. And I've got some ROMs on there. And I love playing, like, Pokemon games off of the Game Boy Advance on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's huge fun. The graphics aren't great.
Okay.
But I don't care. Because it's fun. Literally, that's all that matters. And I remember we were showing it to some coworkers. And they're like, how can you play on this tiny little screen? 5 minutes in, they're like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. Because the size of the screen doesn't matter. The, right. The graphics don't really matter as long as you can see what's going on. It was mm-hmm. the gameplay that mattered.
Yeah.
And I'm all about that. But I've played House of the Dead. The gameplay ain't great. It's going to take a hell of a lot of convincing for me to go, yeah, that's a good idea. You should remake that. Because no. It's not a good game.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like you said, this is a problem with the whole industry, not just with video games, but with movies. And even for a while with the music industry, you had people doing covers constantly. And it's like, write an original song. Make an original movie.
Mm-hmm.
Although there are some. I mean, what's his name? Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Making Get Out and Us.
Mm-hmm.
He makes original films. I don't care if they're horror films or what. They're all, they're generally horror / thriller films that he makes. And he's only done two, but he's already considered this auteur director because he makes original stories and does a fantastic job with them.
Yeah.
And I see that with a lot of small independent companies. Cuphead. You've seen Cuphead, right?
Oh, yeah.
I not my gameplay. That looks way too difficult for a scrub like me. But I have to respect that is an amazing game. And if in 10, 15 years from now, they decided, you know what, we're going to update that to 12K graphics or whatever the heck we have now. And, you know, maybe, you know, tweak the gameplay a little bit, whatever. Okay, sure. Show me what you got.
Yeah.
I'd be good with that. If Blizzard, as much as I complain about Blizzard, if they were to turn around and go, hey, World of Warcraft's been out for, what, 15 years now? Almost?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's almost 15 years now, this November. If they were to turn around in 5 years or so and say, you know, World of Warcraft's kind of run its course, we want to do a full remaster of, you know, launch a new MMO based off of the Warcraft license. Maybe it's way years in the future or in the past, whatever they want to do, but do something different with much better graphics, not the cartoony graphics that they have in the game now, even though some of them are very nice. There's some really good graphics there. It's still cartoony. If they wanted to do something more photorealistic, you know what? You've earned that right, Blizzard. Go for it. I will probably even play it. And that's saying something coming from me. I don't want to give them money ever again. But if they turn around and put, you know, do a something new and innovative that looks really good, they're taking a property that deserves this sort of action, this sort of change.
Right.
But you can say the same thing about ArenaNet with Guild Wars 2.
Yeah.
Although, to a lesser extent, it hasn't been out quite as long.
No.
But it's the same idea. You know, they've put out a quality game. And if they want to turn around and remaster it or something like that, okay. Guild Wars 3. Cool.
Yeah.
Not that it needs it, but it could. Somewhere down the line, sure. Why not?
Sure.
I can see that happening. But when everybody and their dog jumps on board going, this is how we're going to take, we have the license to this title, we're going to make some cash off because nobody, it's not making us any money now. Let's just remaster it. Sure, why not? We can hire some people to do some new graphics and basic same gameplay and call it good. Thanks, no. You can keep that. Anyway, sorry.
No,
that was
fine.
Something I needed to rant about.
Perfectly fine with me.
Do you have any thoughts on that besides what we've said so far?
Well, no, it's just there are so many promising studios out there. There used to be so many promising studios out there, and they got bought up by Activision. They got bought up by all these other companies, and they slowly got, basically, they'd close the studio and absorb the people. And so all these small, independent, you know, imaginative companies are gone now. And so the game industry did it to themselves. And so it sucks for the player, but I have zero sympathy for the developers.
Well, I'd say the publishing houses I have zero sympathy for.
Well, yeah.
Developers I'm good with. But, yeah, they got the EA treatment.
Oh, yeah.
We demand that you do this. Okay, well, that's not our thing, and you want us to use an engine that isn't built for X. Do it anyway. Okay. And rush it out now. But it's not finished yet. Do it anyway. Okay. A week later, why is this game not selling well? Because you made us rush it out with a system it wasn't built for, and, well, you're getting closed. Yeah.
I just remember all these really good studios, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You look forward to seeing games coming from them. And now, they're gone.
They're gone, or they've been turned into something new, like BioWare, who has none of the original BioWare staff anymore. But, yeah. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. On a brighter note, hey, I found something on Kickstarter to talk about.
Cool, what's that?
Well, you know the folks at Evil Hat, right?
I've heard the name, but I don't remember what they've done.
Dresden Files role-playing game?
Ah.
Okay, those guys. Well, Fred Hicks, well-known writer, role-playing developer, role-playing game developer, has a game coming out from them that's being Kickstartered. I jumped on board. It's called Agon, A-G-O-N. I'm not sure if that's how it's pronounced, but we'll just go with it. And it is a, well, best way to put it would be, you know, the old Greek and Roman classics, classic tales.
Right. Homer's Odyssey, etc. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's like that. And basically, this game came out like a decade ago. Somebody else developed it.
Okay.
And it did okay, but now it's being rewritten, re-put out with some minor changes. Before, all the players kind of competed against each other. There's heroic players, and then there was the antagonist, who was the game master. And they'd go from, they're on their way home by boat from a war, and they keep running into island after island after island, and each island had some sort of problem going on that the heroes had to deal with. And in the original version, they would try to compete against each other to come out on top, the best hero, the most important hero in the story, fighting off whatever was going on with the island. And that's okay. So it's kind of, you know, recreating the old myths. But it also was kind of PvP to some degree. And what they're doing with it now is it's cooperative. There's the PvP is out of it. It is, you still compete with each other. The heroes still compete.
Right.
But they're working together and still trying to come out on top, but not by killing their buddies. They're just one-upsmanship, right?
Yeah.
And instead of a antagonist as a game master, there's the strife player, who basically just throws out the whatever the problem is and reveals the situation, asks leading questions, and judges contests between the heroes to see who comes out on top. And I was like, this seems really, really interesting. The art is gorgeous. And they've got people that have actually studied, you know, are, you know, like, not so much historians, but people that have really studied the myths and legends and whatnot, who are also game developers, who are working on building these islands, these sample islands, so that then you can continue from what they've built and make your own islands. And to continue, it's essentially, like you said, Homer's Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait for us to actually give this a try. I don't know how much of a long-term campaign it could be.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be pretty darn good, at least for the occasional one-shots. So, yeah, I was like, that's on Kickstarter. They're going until October 25th. So from the time you hear this, it'll be like 15 more days. Jump on board. It's already been backed.
Cool.
And if I read right, they already put $10,000 of their own money into it. So the game's developed. And Evil Hat, they're, you know, not a big name in the role-playing industry, but they get their stuff out. So it's not like this is going to be a fly-by-night project. It's going to come right. out. It's as close to guaranteed as you can get from a Kickstarter. So, you know, not to go doing their selling for them. I think their page does it well enough. But, I mean, and it's cheap, too. I mean, I got in, let me bring up my pledge. I did the $25 or more pledge. So I paid $25 plus shipping. And that's going to get me a physical copy of the book. And also get the Path of Glory benefits, which is the one below it. Which means I get a PDF of the book
right.
as well. So you got a digital copy and a physical copy. Plus there's like the stretch goals and all that. So not a bad deal. So I think that's something worth for our listeners to check out.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if they're into that sort of setting.
Sure. I mean, it's fantasy, but also structured in historical fact.
Right.
As we all know, you know, the mythological creatures probably weren't real. Okay. I mean, they were the tall tales of a blind philosopher. Fine. But he meshed the world of the Greeks, you know, they're which could be seen as, you know, pretty realistic to the people at the time, with yeah. these supernatural creatures and gods and whatnot that just played really well. He was like, he and philosophers like him, like Homer, were basically the Marvel Studios of their time.
Mm-hmm.
They put out blockbusters that endured. They were the Shakespeare. They put out stories that endured. And that's the sort of thing, I'm not saying Game Master X running Aegon's going to be, you know, the next Homer, but whatever. Still, it's in that style and should be huge amounts of fun.
Sounds like it should be, yeah.
Yeah. I'm hopeful anyway. I mean, I did just throw $32 at it.
Yeah.
But whatever. I've never been one to, you know, step away from a good game.
Or a bad game.
Or a mediocre game that we just never play.
Exactly.
Whatever. I'll make room on the shelf eventually. Yeah,
I know you will.
I have stacks of books I haven't put away yet. You know, like all my Pathfinder books, or 5th uh-huh. edition, or Dresden Files, or Pugmire, or Dawn of Night. That's the new ones that are coming. Yeah. Don't judge me! Anyway.
No, I'm not judging you. I'm just thinking of how much of a saint your wife is.
Oh my god, yes. That's okay. I just don't complain when she goes, I bought another book for the Kindle. Okay. It was $5. Okay. So have you bought something this week? Yeah, $40 role-playing game. It'll be here in, you know, next year, maybe. Okay. You know? She wins. She's the more thrifty.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, do you have anything else to talk about?
No, not really.
Okay, cool. So, until next time, I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you got this far. I'm impressed. Also, if you decided to play the drinking game, please get yourself to a hospital right away. No human should ever drink that much alcohol. If you actually enjoyed this travesty of a podcast, please drop by our website at schoolme.com, which could inspire a drinking game of its own.